Geek Radio Daily for Anti-Friday. Time to do this all over again. But that's okay. We'll stand strong. We'll text each other. We'll play silly games and whatnot. Look forward to singing at Mark's karaoke thing this Saturday. So, hey.
Yeah.
You want to come by? You should talk to Mark. I can't just invite you. I don't know what the Zoom code's going to be.
I don't have access to things like that. I should just invite you.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, she's better at this than I am. Welcome to the 23rd of August for the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing to you today the lady that knows how to get through this thing called life. And there's the flinchers.
Like Ben Franklin always said, early to bed, early to wake makes a lady smart, pretty, and great.
Oh.
I thought there was going to be something about waking and bacon.
Ben was a cool, hip guy. Hey there, everybody. I'm the guy that keeps it real. I'm the one for Billy Flynn.
Hey, Mr. T-Call. Do I have to punch you because that earring looks stupid?
No, I mean, well, you've done better. What happened this fine day?
Let's take it back to 1609. Galileo Galilei first demonstrates his telescope.
1889, the first...
Is that a telescope in your pocket, Galileo?
1889, the first ship-to-shore wireless message received in the U.S. is received.
Ah. In 1956, Bell Laboratories announces their experiment with a picture phone transmission that sends pictures along with sound over regular telephone lines. It'll never take off.
Nope. 1962, the first television connection between the United States and Europe via the Telestar satellite.
Mm. 1966, the robotic Lunar Orbiter 1 spacecraft takes the first photograph of Earth from orbit around the moon.
1977, Brian Allen becomes the first pilot to make a human-powered flight over a distance of a mile, winning the Crimea Prize.
Mm. 1985, Atlantic releases a comedy film, Teen Wolf, directed by Rod Daniel, starring Michael J. Fox.
And the science fiction monster movie, The Return of Godzilla. Godzilla returns for the first time in many years to demolish Tokyo, but things have changed. The buildings are taller than he is now. Human beings have got an attack jet called the Super X.
My money's stolen. Godzilla. 1988, seven strangers hide in a farmhouse as the bodies of the recent dead reactivate and attempt to eat them. Near Evan City, PA. You know, Night of the Living Dead.
1990, Universal Pictures releases the comic book film Darkman, directed by Sam Raimi, starring the Neesums. Unable to secure the rights of The Shadow or Batman, Raimi just made his own guy and struck a deal with Hollywood, making it his first Hollywood studio movie.
Nice. 1993, cartoonist Gary B. Trudeau, the creator of the popular Doonesbury comic, publishes a week-long series of comic strips satirizing the technological shortcomings of Apple Computers and Newton PDA, particularly the message pad. God, remember that? Trudeau will later claim that the comics weren't intended to be a review, only satire on the topic of guys and their toys.
1995, New Line releases The Island of Dr. Moreau, directed by John Frankenheimer, starring Marlon Brando, Val Kilmer, and Ron Perlman, and wow, drink a lot and you'll laugh at that.
Okay. 2000, an earthquake measuring 9.6 on the Richter scale hits LA at 12:59 p.m. Much of the city is separated from the mainland. Escape from LA.
It does get cold in LA. Just
what about Otisburg?
2002, New Line Cinema releases the film Simone, directed by Andrew Niccol, starring Al Pacino, Catherine Keener, Rachel Robert. In this, a disillusioned producer is forced to think fast when a star walks off the set. He makes the female Max headroom, and everyone thinks she's real.
Wow. 2005, astronaut wings are presented to retired NASA pilot William H. Dana and to the family of deceased pilots Joseph A. Walker, who was the first person to enter space twice, and John B. McKay.
2006, Secret Service agent Thomas Barnes takes a bullet for his boss, U.S. President Ashton, at least from his vantage point. Birthdays?
Scott Kahn is 45 from Entourage, Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
Ray Park is 47, Toad in X-Men, Darth Maul in some of those Star Wars films, and Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe, but not the most current film.
Hmm. Jay Moore is 51 from Jerry Maguire, Gary Unmarried, and Ghost Whisperer.
Chris Potter is 61, Kung Fu, The Legend Continues, and Gambit in the 95 X-Men cartoon.
Rick Springfield is 72 from Battlestar Galactica, Nick Knight, the pilot episode for Forever Night.
Right, that's such a weird name they gave it. Shelley Long is 72 from Losing It, Night Shift, Cheers, Troop Beverly Hills, Reversal of Fortune, which is a great derby maneuver. Don't tell her it's me in the Brady Bunch movie.
Richard Sanders is 81, less on WKRP, Men of Honor, Bernard in the game Day of the Tentacle.
Great freaking game. Mark Russell's 89, comedian and singer, probably still has a PBS special coming on this week.
Maybe. Barbara Eden is 90 from Harper Valley PTA and I Dream of Jeannie.
No longer with us, born this date in 1890, Harry Frank Guggenheim. Guggenheim, American businessman and publisher, co-founded Newsday.
Born in 1905, Ernie Bushmiller created the comic strip Nancy.
1912, Gene Kelly, an American actor, singer, and dancer, Singing in the Rain, Anchors Away, Xanadu.
Born in 1922, Gene Darling from Our Gang, Little Rascals, Laurel and Hardy version of Babes in Toyland.
1970, River Phoenix from Stand By Me, The Mosquito Coast, Night in the Life of Jimmy Reardon, and the underappreciated movie we love so much, Sneakers.
Well, too bad it won't be on TV tonight, but on CBS we get a rerun of The Neighborhood, Bob Hart's Abishola, Young Sheldon, another Bob Hart's Abishola, and NCIS LA.
ABC's got Bachelor in Paradise, and Welcome to the Surf Ranch on the premiere of Ultimate Surfer.
NBC has the semifinals 4 on A New American Ninja Warriors, and Mikhail and Shakira on A New The Wall.
God, I hope that's a surfing procedural. Fox swiping right on A New Hell's Kitchen, New House Broken, and A New Duncanville.
On the CW, Liz makes the decision to lie to Heath. Regardless of the consequences, Rosa and Maria stand up to Jordan, and Isabel does a little research on Jones on A New Roswell, and then A New Republic, The Republic of Sarah.
Freeform has Debosh.
Debosh. AMC The Hobbit, The Battle of Five Armies.
Bravo, Chef Matthew tries to end his most successful charter to date on a good note. Lloyd participates in an Oktoberfest celebration. Katie makes an uncommon decision about her team as she tries to keep the interior running smoothly on A New Below Deck Mediterranean, because people watch that.
Okay. FX, The Secret Life of Pets 2.
FXX, Simpsons Marathon, Your Treehouse of Horror, VII, You Only Move Twice, and A Middle House Divided.
Oh, FXM, The Predator.
Hey, BBC America's got The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies.
Yeah, sure, all over the place. Sundance, Can We Talk About This?
Siffy has The Fifth Element. Hi, Matrix.
TBS, Roger Turns Into a Flower. Stan goes to dinner with his family at a buffet restaurant on A New American Dad.
TNT, Rachel discovers her birth mother is alive and captive of the organization of the psychiatric facility. Rachel determined to save her. The Titans face their greatest fears on A New Titans.
Well, Science has Expedition Unknown Marathon.
But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman suffers from the wrath of her abusive and manipulative husband despite their lives appearing perfect outsiders. But when she decides she must escape the situation, she finds out he has hired a hitman to kill her if she tries to leave. Megan Good and Shiki Okinawa star in Death Saved My Life.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update.
When Chad is at an in-store signing for his new book, he gets a telegraph telling him he must go to South America to find a lost friend. But which friend? The Alaskan pilot? The cliff dweller? Or one of those ivory counterfeiters? Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Greetings, JRD crew. It took the Friday title puns for me to get it this week, but I am pretty sure that Chad and Abby are on The War at Home. Cheers. That's from Jared in Anaheim. Well, Jared, yes, absolutely.
Yay.
Chad and Abby were indeed on The War at Home. And that was Mark doing all that for last week. So congratulations, Mark. Thank you for that. He's got another one's going to come up next week where we'll officially kick off a new month, even though we start with the last day of the month, because this one is just stupid enough to close it out, I think. If you disagree, by all means, let us know. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or, of course, a voicemail, a text message. Use the magic numbers.
510-GRD-CREW.
I think you should listen to it again.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you. Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imaginate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent, while the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe. Study. Protect.
Hey, this is Katie Sackhoff, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Riddick was on last night. I think you know what that means. Yeah, you do.
Okay. We're off.
Warriors, unsheath your weapons. Magic wielders, raise your wands.
Let me check my polyhedral dice. Turns out I have frost giant strength. Look it up.
There's all kinds of strengths you can have and play in all sorts of games from DriveThruRPG, including
Well, how about an full color, illustrated, and deluxe campaign setting based on the personal role-playing campaigns run by this author for 2 decades. Launched on Kickstarter in April 2021, it was fully funded in 12 minutes and is now available on general release. Explore a vast continent of stark beauty filled with detail and lore. Use the magic of your birthright, your soul flame, to combat the undead that riddle the land and that humanity is barely holding in check. Dig beneath the snow and ice to find remnants of a lost technological age and determine what happened to the elves and the fae. That's The Legacy of the Soul Flame from Sequestered Industries.
A first edition Pathfinder role-playing game compatible adventure for first level PCs. Hidden deep in the Borderland Forest, bandits lurk in the ruined castle of a long-dead border lord. Their incessant raids draw a band of neophyte heroes to the derelict keep. There they discover foul or more odious dangers lurk below the ruins. Dare you brave the terrors to crush that which lurks within, or will darkness shroud the surrounding lands? Find out in Shadowed Keep of the Borderlands 2.0, P1, from Raging Swan Press.
Lamennis was the most feared necromancer Esalon had ever seen, and when she died with her terrible plan to raise every corpse in the land unfinished, there was much rejoicing. So much rejoicing, in fact, that the matter of what to do with her hidden stronghold was kind of forgotten in the revels. The dreaded Compendium of Lamennis, her spellbook, the source of her malefic power, is still down there waiting for some enterprising ne'er-do-wells to recover it. Some enterprising ne'er-do-wells like yourselves. Pay what you want for Tomb of the Thurge from Monkey's Paw Games.
A game about superpowers and everything they can't accomplish. It's a world about people in a nightmarish megacity hunted by the shadows of a titanic ultra corporation and their own past. It's about people finding others like themselves with powers and problems and regrets and using it as a means to push forward for the betterment of the world around them. A world in the midst of a secret rebellion where there are no heroes, only zeros. This is not that story. It's the story of how it started. Project Zero public playtest from Witch and Craft Games.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News. Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Lovecraft Country showrunner Misha Green is in early development of the Black Canary movie. Based on the DC Comics character for the HBO Max streaming service.
Rachel Skarsten, Elena Huffman, or Katie Cassidy?
Jurnee Smollett will reprise her role as Dinah Lance, Black Canary from last year's Birds of Prey. Hey, look at that. One of the most well-received characters of that film, Smollett worked with Green as the female lead of Lovecraft, and the pair previously indicated that they'd love to further explore the Dinah Lance character.
While I'm sure you would, I'm not going to say that I would like to further explore Dinah Lance. I'll edit this before we start.
Sue Kroll will produce the film, and it's unclear whether Green will direct as well or merely write the script about a character that has a metahuman ability of supersonic level screaming.
Typical guy fashion, make a hero, put her in fishnets, and her power is she's loud.
The project is in early development, and so is some time off, especially as Green has several other projects in the works that take priority, including the J-Lo action thriller The Mother and a Tomb Raider sequel. Now look, I'm all for this. Though they damn well better have a cameo for Danuta Wesley. CGRD's Weekly 277 if you did not get that.
Well, interesting news. Roddenberry Entertainment has been working quietly on a feature biopic of Gene Roddenberry, the sci-fi TV icon. And there is a script by Adam Mazur, whose credits include the Emmy-winning script for the 2010 HBO movie You Don't Know Jack, which starred Al Pacino as Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
See, I was hoping they were secretly rebooting Andromeda.
There's no shortage of subject matter surrounding Roddenberry, the fighter pilot turned LAPD cop turned TV writer who survived 2 plane crashes and and the rough waters of Hollywood to create Star Trek, one of the world's most enduring sci-fi franchises, with the original 66 to 69 TV series eventually spawning spin-offs, movies, books, and a legion of hardcore fans.
This hasn't been a movie yet? Oh, right. We need a modern-day Audie Murphy.
Gene led a remarkable life, said his son Rod Roddenberry, and Roth, who executive produced all of the current Star Trek series, including Star Trek Discovery and Star Trek Picard. He was an incredibly complex, compelling man whose work changed the face of television, whose ideas change the world. It's time to share Gene's story with audiences everywhere.
His story, including the misogynistic quotes, the affairs, how he tried to ruin...
Charles! Well, Roddenberry died in 1991, but the franchise is still boldly going with the spin-off series and, once again, movies. In fact, WandaVision director Matt Shakman has come aboard to helm a Star Trek movie that has a script by Lindsay Beer and Gina Robertson-Dwart, the first Star Trek film to be written by female screenwriters. So they finally get the chance to go where nothing but men have gone before. This is for you, DC Fontana.
For 44 years, R2-D2 has charmed several generations of Star Wars fans across three different trilogies, and now those fans can have their very own iconic astromech droid helping about the household as much as possible, as much as a mobile-operated replica can, that is.
Do my dishes, R2!
Fedholm and Lucasfilm have announced a half-sized R2-D2 equipped with a video and still camera. The droid will be fully controllable with a mobile phone app, available through a subscription to FanHome, which is the leader in subscription-based collectibles. Every month, subscribers will receive a piece of R2-D2 and a fully illustrated 16-page magazine providing insight into the droid both behind the scenes and beyond the screen.
By phone? So I can get breakfast in bed.
The R2-D2 replica will use both a user-direct... No. The R2-D2 replica will have both a user-directed mobile accessible through an app and an AI mode with independent movement. R2-D2 sensors and motors would allow it to interact with the environment, just like in the Star Wars films. The model will also include a rotating metal dome with a built-in camera, extendable and foldable arms, and speakers and microphones so the droid can respond to verbal commands using the same chirps, whistles, and lights that R2 communicates with in the films.
And after 25 years, you'll learn it can actually fly.
If that weren't exciting enough, the droid will also project images of Princess Leia or Luke Skywalker, just like he did, you know, in previous Star Wars films. The R2-D2 replica will possess a hidden compartment holding Luke Skywalker's lightsaber, which will pop up on demand via the app.
Yes!
Plus, it comes with a solid warranty that can replace your R2 should something go wrong. That way, you never have to worry. It'll be malfunctioning within a day. You near-sighted scrap pile.
That sounds awesome. Probably crazy expensive, but pretty awesome. So you may have heard, OnlyFans, a subscription-based website that enables creators to get paid for posting videos and photos for fans, says that it plans to ban content containing sexually explicit conduct in October, while still allowing nudity consistent with its acceptable use policy. In a statement, the company attributed the changes to a need to ensure the long-term sustainability of the platform.
In volatile market, only stable investment is porn!
For some, the move was a head-scratcher. Founded in 2016, the UK-based startup is best known as a platform for sharing and viewing pornographic content. It is with this reputation that it's scaled rapidly in recent years. OnlyFans has paid out $5 billion to more than 1.5 million creators, including Cardi B and Bella Thorne, and counts 150 million users, according to its website.
They're going to stop now, but Hunter was ready to start a channel. What kind of world is this?
Although there are a host of other sites and services, OnlyFans has a simple, easy-to-use interface, a reasonable revenue share, the site only collects 20%, and a buzz factor. The simple fact, in my experience, is that no other platform has the level of traffic that OnlyFans has come to have, especially during the pandemic. OnlyFans creator, who goes by the name Siri Doll, said, "It went absolutely hog wild during the pandemic."
And you have to respect them wanting to drop all those profits just to find a new way to stay relevant. Goodbye, OnlyFans.
Right. Although the initial announcement has left some questions about what content would be considered sexually explicit and how the policy would be enforced, OnlyFans, in an email to creators Friday, made things clearer, sending a link to its new acceptable use policy, which details more specifics. The company said in the email that existing content that does not meet the standards of the new policy will need to be removed before December 1st, 2021. So sell your stock now, because there is no way this lasts. The execs who log on December 2nd will be branded lonely fans.
Disney announced they're in development of highly intelligent robots that it plans to use as character actors in its worldwide theme parks such as Disney World and Disneyland Tokyo.
R2-D2? No. But seriously, did Westworld and Itchy and Scratchy Land teach them nothing?
Walt Disney Imagineering and Interacting have a fluid animatronic version of Guardians of the Galaxy's Groot. It's about 3 foot high, it walks around, waves, introduces himself, but his demeanor changes. Like, if you ignore him, his shoulders slump, and he seems to look at you with puppy dog eyes, and if you're like, hey, don't be sad, then he grins and breaks out into a little dance before balancing on one foot with outstretched arms.
Yeah, keep them happy or they get mad. It is what we fear.
Disney Parks is no stranger to animatronic figures. Thousands of them are used at Disney Parks, rides, and attractions. But codenamed Project Kiwi, the development of these high-tech robots will allow them to walk around and interact with guests outdoors. While the majority of current animatronics are bolted down and do not interact, Imagineering's robots will use cameras and sensors to respond to guests and convey emotions.
They better not have a map tattooed to their inner scalp. I mean, not even a park map.
While Imagineering will continue to research and develop this technology, it does not plan to replace Disney Park's human cast members with robots. The robots are not being developed to take away jobs from those who play Disney characters, such as Gaston or Princess Elsa, rather being used to create fantastic characters, specifically for Marvel and Star Wars, because it's hard to replicate, you know, the Hulk or Grogu without CGI. But if they did replace humans, how would we even know?
Right.
I mean, other than giving them the point comp test. GRD is licensed on the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. And yeah, one more week, Chad and Abby, then we draw a name out of a hat and maybe you can win the... I guess we can go ahead and say it this time. I've been looking at this Jaws Drain Stopper for a while, but you let me know. We've got a bunch of stuff. In the meantime, drop us a note and tell us what in the world's going on. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com or, of course, a voice message, text message. Just use the magic numbers.
510-GRD-CREW.
And we will see you.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
The world is not in your books and maps. It's out there.
London, Madrid, Bangkok, Moscow, Cincinnati. From the four corners of the world, from the news capitals at home and abroad, the day's headlines brought into focus, the issues and events that shape our time. WKRP, Information Beacon of the Ohio Valley, presents Les Nessman and the News.
Good morning. This is Les Nessman reporting. In the top story of the day, General Wallace Nassami, head of the emerging nation of Nibya, denied his new government was a dictatorship and promised free elections as soon as each citizen of the small country learned to play a musical instrument. Nassami said this was part of a new cultural program. Turning to sports... Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9-under-par score.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play up to par in his next competition.